precious flower. It's a lotus. So what does the lotus represent? Purity. So that's what we need to never forget. When we see a lotus symbolized, for example, on the outside of the temple or held in Avalokiteshvara, who's at the very left of the cabinet at the bottom. He's holding a crystal mala in one hand and he's holding a lotus in one of his left hands. We always think purity, purity. That's what we need. So underneath, on our tarpa card that has precious flower, it says on the back, enjoy the purity of your mind and actions. So this is real enjoyment. Enjoy the purity of your mind and actions. So we need to learn how to do this. We need to learn how to do this. So we need to think, the precious flower, the lotus, is teaching me about my potential to become completely pure. The real meaning of our human life. So in Introduction to Buddhism, which you may know, on the front, there's a lotus. And inside, near the front of the book, it explains the meaning of the front cover, the lotus. So I'm going to give you three explanations. They all mean the same thing, but they're coming with slightly different words. So they all teach us. The lotus flower is a traditional Buddhist symbol of purity. A lotus is born or grows from the mud at the bottom of the lake, but blossoms above the water, above the surface of the water, as a stainless flower that brings pleasure to all those who behold it. So we don't know so much about lotuses in our culture, but they come from within the mud, up, 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 up their stalk, till the flower arises on the surface of the water, completely pure white, but coming from the mud. So Buddha's using this as an analogy. In a similar way, living beings are born in the ocean of suffering with impure bodies and impure minds. So this is why we're suffering, because we've taken impure life, life that born from delusions. So we have an impure body and we have an impure mind. It's not an insult, it's a diagnosis. We have an impure body. I think we're well aware of that. You know, just beneath this skin, which itself is pretty awful, if you just were to peel back the skin, what do we see? If we were to cut down the middle, open it up, what do we see? Impure body, full of filthy liquids. So we've taken impure body, we have an impure mind, and we abide in the ocean of suffering. So that's our real situation at the moment. So then Buddha appears to say, in a similar fashion, living beings are born in the ocean of suffering with impure bodies and impure minds. But if they train in meditation, control their mind, if they train in meditation, they can attain a completely pure body and a completely pure mind and bring peace and happiness to all who meet them. So we need to think, when we see the precious flower, when we see the lotus, it's reflecting back to us. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. Yes, your life is full of suffering. There's nobody here whose life isn't full of suffering. Every ordinary being suffers without choice. Without choice. There's no choice. It's not as though we make like a wish list of all the different types of suffering we'd like to experience during this life. They come effortlessly. As Buddha says, the only things that come effortlessly, because we have to work so hard for the periods of enjoyment, but suffering comes effortlessly. So the reason for that is that we've taken impure life, life controlled by delusions. For as long as we take impure life, suffering is what we'll experience. So we've never heard that our body and mind are impure. We've never heard that. So Buddha's saying, but strive to be like the lotus from within that ocean of suffering. Rise and create a pure body and mind that bring this so beautiful and bring peace and happiness to everyone you meet.